9. Solids, liquids and gases. Sir George Porter, MA, SCD, FRS. Most people would describe water as a colourless liquid. They would know that in very cold conditions it becomes a solid called ice, and that when heated on a fire it becomes a vapour called steam. But water, they would say, is a liquid. We have learned that water consists of molecules composed of two atoms of hydrogen and one atom of oxygen, which we describe by the formula H2O. But this is equally true of the solid called ice and the gas called steam. Chemically, there's no difference between the gas, the liquid, and the solid, all of which are made up of molecules with the formula H2O. And this is true of other chemical substances. Most of them can exist as gases, or as liquids, or as solids. We may normally think of iron as a solid, but if we heat it in a furnace, it will melt and become a liquid, and at very high temperatures it will become a gas. We normally think of air as a mixture of gases, but at very low temperatures it becomes a liquid, and at lower temperatures still, it becomes a white solid. Nothing very permanent occurs when a gas changes into a liquid or a solid. Everyone knows that ice, which has been made by freezing water, can be melted again by being warmed, and that steam can be condensed on a cold surface to become liquid water. In fact, it's only because water is such a familiar substance that different names are used for the solid, liquid, and gas. For other substances, we have to describe these different states directly. Thus, for air, we talk about liquid air and solid air. We could also talk about gaseous air, but since this is the normal thing, we usually just describe it as air. What then do we mean when we say that water is a liquid, air is a gas, and salt is a solid? We mean nothing more than that this is the usual condition of things on our Earth. On one of the outer planets, all three substances would be solids, and on the Sun, all three would be gases. Most substances are only familiar to us in one state, because the temperatures required to turn them into gases are very high, or the temperatures necessary to turn them into solids are so low. Water is an exception in this respect, which is another reason why its three states have been given three different names. The fact that a liquid like water can be changed to solid ice and back again to water just by changing the temperature would lead us to suppose that the very strong bonds between the atoms in the H2O molecules have not been greatly changed. And examination of water, ice, and steam shows that this is true, and that all of them consist of H2O molecules. The difference between these three different forms of water lies simply in the arrangement of the H2O molecules, or their position with respect to each other.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，讲啊。